My mental attitude today never happened before. My mental attitude today never happened before. I live in a freshness, a newness, a quality of joy and peace and magnificence, and it's always in me. I live in this attitude of harmony and joy, this attitude of harmony and love, this attitude of wonder and magic. And it's always in me. Always in me. How does the attitude of my mental attitude, which has never happened before, how could it live in me? How do I tune in to the mental attitudes of the universe? How do I tune in to the mental attitudes of the world, of everything? How do I tune into it? How do I know it? How can I be it? Well, the simplicity of it is that my mental attitude today never happened before, and since it never happened before, in my thinking system, I never know or never knew it at all. It is brand new. It is special. It is delightful. It is fantastic. It is wonderful. My mental attitude today never happened before. I never thought the thought I have today in any time of my life. I never petted my cat today like I did before. I never petted my cat before like I'm doing right now. I never did anything. I never thought about how happy I am as I am happy today before, because it never happened before. Now, what difference does that make? What difference does it make that something should ever have happened before? Well, the difference that it makes to me is that it says to me that all is, that there is no time, there is no space, there is no beginning, there is no ending, there is no today, there is no tomorrow, there is no any time. And all that ever was, is, or will be, exists in this moment, and I can touch it. I can sense it. I can feel it. I can know it. I can live it. I can delight in it. I can activate it in me right now. Now, could I activate within me right now that, for instance, I'm the King of England, if that were my desire? Yes, I could activate it. I could visualize it. I could live as though I were in that experience. And depending on the intensity of my living as though that were the experience that I am, I would be having it. Now you say, well, what benefit is there to saying that you're the King of England? What is the benefit of saying that you're some great potentate or monarch or some great president or some great being? Oh, just for the delight of doing it. Why does a king say he's a king? Why does he delight in being a king? What's so happy-dappy about being a king? What's so wonderful about being a president? What's so wonderful about being a father? What's so wonderful about being a mother? What's so wonderful about being anything at all, at any time at all? Well, nothing is so wonderful as doing that, and yet everything is wonderful as doing that, because it had never happened before. It'll never happen again. It is my experience right now. It is my joy right now, how I look at it, how I think about it, what my attitude is about it. My mental attitude today never happened before. My mental attitude today is unique and special. My mental attitude today is something that is for me alone and for me right now. What benefit is there for me to have that sort of mental attitude? Well, The benefit for me is that I live in that delight. I live in that experience of joy. I live in that experience of saying, hey, how about that? Now, for instance, you're running for president, and you achieve it, and you are the president. And so now you're the president. So what are you saying when you're now the president? Are you saying, I am the president? Are you saying, I have this privilege, this responsibility, this joy? Are you saying, this is cool? And then after a four-year term, or maybe 2 4-year terms, but after a four-year term, you say, that was fun. That was fun being president. That was fun with those responsibilities, but now I'm going to do something different. Now I'm going to do something different because being president was pretty heavy. It was pretty much a demand, but not on me. But it was a demand that my mental attitude today never happened before, and I was a good president, and I am a good president. I'm still president. I'm just about ready to let someone else be elected president, and how wonderful that is. What did I do while I was president? Did I make an expression of who I was as a person? Will people remember me as being the president that I was? Or will they remember me as being the president I wanted to be, or I wish to be, or hope to be? Are they going to remember me as the being that I am? Am I going to remember myself? What is my mental attitude today? For it really never happened before, and it'll never happen again. So today I am president, and tomorrow another person is president. So tomorrow I look at tomorrow as being former president, and I go on with my life, and I go on with my world. I take my mind off of the responsibilities of what the president might call for, and I put my responsibility on what being a person now calls for, a person who is not the president. If you are not the president, you cannot make certain decisions. If you are the president, you can make decisions. Well, now, all of us basically are living in our mental attitude today that never happened before, and we are not president. How many presidents are there today? We are not president. What are we? We are beautiful beings. What are we? We are thoughtful beings. What are we? We are loving beings. What are we? We are living in a mental attitude today that never happened before. Insofar as I live in my mental attitude today that never happened before, insofar as that's true, I might as well live to the nth degree of who I am. I might as well do everything in my highest and best. I might as well claim the truth that I am a wonderful, fantastic, glorious being. I might as well claim the reality of what my attitude, my mental attitude about me is today, because it never happened before. So today my mental attitude is, I am a loving person. Not bad. Today, my attitude is I'm a loving person, and everybody loves me, and I love everybody, and I'm just having a happy, happy time. Hey, that's not bad. It never happened before. Oh, maybe it happened, but not in the way it's happening today. Not in the way my mental attitude is having it happen today. And as I do this, I claim for myself that this is my reality. It never happened before, but it's happening now. It's happening in me. It's happening in my life. And I am grateful for it happening, and I'm grateful for it taking place in my world. I'm grateful for it being an expression of who and what I am, and I love it. And as I love it, everything I do is good. My mental attitude today never happened before, but it's good today, and it'll be good tomorrow, and it's good in all time. It's just very good, and it's wonderful, and it's fantastic, and it's lovely. It's never happened before, but it's happening now. and I love it. Join with me in this recognition, in this claim, in this delight, in this happiness, and be with me as all things work out lovingly, joyfully, and peacefully. I love you. I love you. I love you.